This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning, Kelvin. How are you?
Good morning, Johnny, and good afternoon over my end. Good to be back again. I would say it's a rather busy week in terms of the market's movement, yeah.
Yes, certainly. Let's start with the markets where you are. And I suppose the headlines so far today, a very weak Japanese yen and whether central banks might intervene because of it. And you've started really with a fairly lackluster Asia market.
So basically what we could see last Friday, we do have a rebalancing movement among the major US stock indices. We do have the triple witching, where we start to see the option on stocks, option on ETFs, option on futures expired at the same time. Together, this week will be the month end and quarter end closing for this Q2. So potentially, we see a bit of, we call it rebalancing from the leading index, where we start to see profit-taking activities took shape on Friday, which is the NASDAQ 100 that is underperformed by negative 0.3%. And we start to see, very interestingly, the underperformer or the lagging index since the start of this month and the start of this quarter, which is the Dow Jones Industrial Average, almost unchanged. And the Russell 2000 outperformed by a bit by 0.23%. So this particular, or what I call profit-taking activities in the leading high-flying NASDAQ 100 index of the US stock market, has a kind of a negative spillover impact to Asia as well. So what we could see over here is that I would say it's a rather mixed to lackluster performance for the major Asia stock indices. We do see some positive performance up from the Nikkei 225, positive 0.54%, but it's still being trapped in range-like bounce scenario in the last entire month of May to June. And the Hang Seng indices continue to underperform, especially on the Hang Seng Tech Index that is primarily driven by heavily weighted to the China big tech that is down negative 0.65%, and as well as the China benchmark stock index, the CSI 300 is down negative 0.5% due to the fact of a firmer dollar strength spilling over towards the Asia session today as well. One more thing, Johnny, to take note of today's Asia session is, if you recall, on last Friday, the yen actually weakened very closely to the 34-year low against the dollar. That means the IE, the dollar-yen trading very close to that 160.20 level in late April that actually prompted the Ministry of Finance of Japan instructing the Bank of Japan to intervene in the FX market to prop up the yen. So this time round, in today's Asia session, there was actually a close test on an intraday basis. So for if you look at today's current movement of the dollar yen, traded close to a high of 159.93. So that actually prompted a firmer verbal kind of statement, or I would say intervention, from the point man that is in charge of the FX market from the Ministry of Finance in Japan, the Vice Finance Minister Kanda. He actually issued a rather firm statement stating that Japanese authorities can be ready to intervene in the FX markets 24 hours a day if needed. So it seems to us that over here is that there is a first shot to actually warn speculators from excessively bidding up the dollar yen at this juncture. But what I could see over here is that there is not much of a major movement on the dollar yen. So far, it's about trading within a tight range, about 30 to 40 pips as we are speaking. And it's also trading close to the upper limit of last Friday high as well.
Let's look to the most important highlights of the week as far as you're concerned, Kelvin. I think the US PCE numbers, the core inflation numbers, they're out later on in the week. And also, we've got the first round of those French elections, which were surprisingly called by the President Emmanuel Macron, which will worry markets, really, won't they? Because we don't really know what's going to happen in those. But first, the US PCE numbers, what are markets expecting?
So for the core PCE price number, market is still expecting another trend of deceleration for the core PCE. 2 basis points down, 2.6% year-on-year. That's what the consensus is being pegged at, from 2.8% year-on-year. So that's what the market is expecting. So the big risk over here is that if the core PCE, instead of showing signs of deceleration and it starts to plateau around at last month's figure of the 2.8% year-on-year, that could actually prompt a reduced odds of the first interest rate cut that is being pretty much highly priced in by the futures market, close to, I would say, 60% based on the CME Fed Watch 2 that is being stated in at for the month of the September FOMC meeting. And also, that could actually start to see a pickup in dollar strength as well. And do not forget, over the weekend, we do have also the first round of the French localized parliament election. So this time round, I believe that the market shouldn't be of a very big surprise. Why? Because the poll number done by a local pollster in France actually expecting the right-wing party to lead by a fair margin, which is Le Pen far-right party, the National Rally Party, at 36% of the vote. So that actually is ahead of 20% of the current president Macron's centralist party. So any number that is way larger than this margin, let's say, i.e., if Le Pen's far-right party managed to gain 40% vote share on the outcome of the first round of the parliamentary election that will be scheduled on this Sunday, that could actually ignite a kind of a further heightened joyous political risk premium or political uncertainty in France out from the Eurozone. And that could also start to see a kind of a spillover risk of impact on the markets when they reopen next Monday.
Should be very interesting to see how that goes. Kelvin Wong in Singapore, thanks very much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.